Hello, Saddies. Hi. Finding time to make another episode to update everyone on my bullshit ass life. Honestly, I know I'm like, I'm gonna make a Gmail. Okay. Let's just postpone that until after I move. And I have to move by the end of July. So August, when I am settled in somewhere, I will make an email. I will make a Instagram, maybe even a Facebook page. I probably won't. Like, I don't know. I definitely will make an email and Instagram. Just for this podcast in August. Count, look forward to it, and I'm gonna hold that as my August project because I just don't have the time to stop and do that right now while I'm trying to move, while I've got so much stuff going on, and etc. If you guys want to know what I'm doing, I am sitting on a blanket. I'm sitting on the floor of my room like I always do when I make these podcasts. And I am wrapped in a comforter. And all I have on are underwear. I don't know. People be like, I'll be so happy when I'm naked. Like, it is fun to be naked, though. But, what's new in my life? Still be getting cussed out on the usual. Oh, I got so mad at work today. They lost my receipt. Like, my managers, I appreciate them because they're very helpful, but I lost, one of my tables was clean and there was just like my receipt from like a table that had just left on it. And if you work in the service industry, you know that like if you don't have the signed copy, there's no way to prove that people left you a tip, because like I don't have any way to back this up that somebody paid me, you know? And my table was clean, and they usually clean it and move the receipt if they're gonna sit that table again, and they didn't sit the table again, but someone took my receipt, and I was walking around work mad as hell. I'm short on rent, y'all know. I usually do be short on rent, though. It's to be expected with me. But I was mad. I was like, who the fuck moved my receipt? My manager was like, I'm sorry. Cause like, why the fuck is y'all moving my stuff? Fuck off. Like, and you didn't even sit at the table. Y'all just fucking threw the receipt away. I was mad. My manager did work something out for me. What was all doing? What was I gonna talk about? I think I'm gonna stop smoking. Honestly, maybe I say that, but like, I don't smoke that much for me to be like, I'm gonna stop smoking. Like, I smoke a lot, don't get me wrong, but then I'll have periods of like where I don't smoke. Like, I'll go 3 or 4 days without smoking, and then I'll smoke again. Like, I don't always smoke every single day. But I do like to smoke. I mix it all sometime. I might pop an edible sometime. Oh my god. I think I told the story in my last podcast about me popping an edible. Well, in case I didn't tell, I'll tell a shorthand version of it. A couple weeks ago when I was talking about blocking that guy, which the update y'all on him because he is still a problem. And my friend who I said I was gonna make up with probably like 2 episodes ago. And like, these episodes are spaced out. Like, we haven't talked since May. We still haven't spoken. We were like best friends, so. I think I'm done with her, though, because I don't have, like I said, I say this every fucking episode when I bring her up, is I just don't have time for people who don't self-reflect. And it's not that I don't think she self-reflects, she victimizes herself in every situation. It's just like, girl, you're not always the innocent party. And she lies. And she'll tell people whatever version of a story is gonna make her look like the innocent party. And I don't respect that. Because it's just like, you know, if you're gonna do fucked up shit, say you did something fucked up and own up to it. Like, pick a hill and die on it, you know? But back to the story. When I blocked that guy, I don't remember if I said anything about this or not, but I took an edible at dinner, and the person I got them from was like, these are the strongest edibles I've ever had. When I tell you, I couldn't drive a block down the street. My friend had to come get me. I was eating at a place near my other friend's house who I was going to anyways, but it hit at the wrong time. And I had to call my other friend and I was like, I need you to come get me. I'm gonna hurt myself or somebody else. Cause I drove down the street from the restaurant I was at and then literally turned into the wrong neighborhood. I was literally a block away. I called my friend. I was like, you have my location, come get me. I definitely told this story. He parked his car at my friend's apartment complex and walked over and then drove my car too. My friend's apartment complex, because that's how close I was in Boston. But hey, if you're not okay to drive, don't drive. And I wasn't. I probably could have made it to my friend's house, but I was really like, no, I'm not good. I was not good, you know. New things in my life. I am moving. I'm moving in with one of my friend's ex-boyfriends, and it's not like a romance. He's dating a different girl now, but it's not like a romantic. Like, he really is like one of my best friends. We're gonna live together. Should be interesting, but we're gonna live together. Hopefully things work out, and hopefully everything is just fine. So let me do my little brief intermission thing. Give me a little sip of water. You know how I flow. And then I come back. So stay tuned. Oh my God, I never say that. I never say that. How do I have a podcast and I never say stay tuned? Stay tuned for the next part of the Sad Girls Vibe podcast. I'm not necessarily sad. I can't remember the last thing that made me sad. I don't want to remember the last thing. I'm not even going to try. Honestly. But stay tuned. I'll be back. I would have mercy. Put it sideways. Smack it. Smack it in the air. I'm going to post this episode right after I record this. So this episode, we are 10 days away from 7-Eleven day. I need everybody to get on their phone and play 7-Eleven by Beyonce. No, for real, on the real, Doja Cat's new album. I know Doja Cat is problematic. For real. For real, for real. But homegirl is talented. She talented. That's my old man voice. She's so talented. Like, I literally have been listening to, like, honestly, and like, it shows you how much Spotify knows you. Like, if you have Apple Music, don't. For real quick, because that ain't cute. Spotify, Apple, listen, this is what I explain to people. Apple's core competency is computers. That's the first thing they ever made. So Apple does not give a shit about what you like music-wise. Spotify has always made music. That's all they know. And they try to get to know their users. And they're right majority of the time. Like, Doja Cat's album dropped the other day, and I was like, I ain't gonna listen to it just yet. I'm gonna wait. And then when I was cleaning up my house 2 days ago, I decided to listen to it. But it took me like a week to listen to it. And prior, or not a week, it might have been like 3 or 4 days. I don't know. The days be blurring them together. I just be living that life. That's why y'all don't get that many episodes that quickly. But Doja. Spotify posted, like, on the home screen, they're like, new release from the weekend, and it was just like a picture of Doja Cat's like album, and it was like, you might like songs you might like, and it was You Right featuring The Weeknd, which I absolutely adore The Weeknd. So I was like, I'm gonna listen to it. Like, stop forcing your beliefs on me, Spotify. Relax with all the suggestions, you know. And I did listen to the album when I was cleaning my house 2 days ago, and y'all, download Spotify if you don't have it. They do care about their users, because when I say that song they suggested to me to listen to, like, it's embarrassing that I didn't listen to them, because I love that song so much and I have not stopped listening to it since I heard it. Like, it's been bopping. Like, it's You Right featuring The Weeknd. It's like, I get them here, but I want you, I want you. Like, I just want to fuck with you and You Right. You know, I just want to fuck with you. Like, speaking of fuck with, I like two guys right now. I'm not sure why I would do that to myself, but I have a crush on two people right now. Why? Normalizing having crushes on more than one hoe. And it's just like, honestly, they know each other. I don't know if they both, one of them knows I like him. I definitely told him. We was talking about some stuff last night. So the guy I told y'all I blocked, him, he's one of the guys I like. But I don't like him. He suck, low-key. He suck a lot. Like, I don't wanna sit here and play around with my worth. Like, dude, this dude is so, like, oh my god, I don't even know why I like him. Like, he can't keep a job. He's almost, like, 30. And I'm, like, almost in my mid-20s. Like, he's, like, he doesn't have shit together. He can't keep a job. He literally doesn't, like, try to do anything. He's okay with using other people and bumming off of them. And it's like, okay, yeah, that might work for some people, but, like, I'm the kind of person, I don't like having to ask people for stuff. I'd rather just go get things myself. And I know not everybody has that same kind of drive, but also, like, why are you so okay with taking from everybody? Like, what's good, baby? Why do you not have any type of motivation to get these things yourself? Why are you so comfortable with using people? That's not okay. That's not cute. That's not popping. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not... No. No, sir. But he's really, really, really nice in person. I don't know. I don't need to fuck with him no more. I was right by blocking him, but he... Let me tell y'all how he got unblocked. First of all... Also, this man asked me to help him make content for his OnlyFans that he was going to start, his explicit Snapchat. That's another reason why I need to not fuck with him, because not to knock nobody's hustle, but it's just like, he's like, I'll pay you. Mom, I'm not okay with that. Like, first of all, he probably wouldn't pay me. He's grimy as hell. And second of all, why would you think that I was that kind of bitch? Like, I was offended that he asked me, like, of all the women, all the people that you talk to, why did I have to be... And he was being so nice to me, like, that day. Like, so I was like, were you just buttering me up so you could ask me to make fucking porn with you? Like, I'm not doing that shit. Like, I'm not... I mean, I ain't knocking nobody's hustle, but I'm personally not comfortable enough with myself to be putting myself out there like that. You know? And that's kind of a slippery slope kind of ordeal. Once you get on that track, you kind of have to... keep it going. Oh my god, I hope y'all didn't hear that. I just passed gas. So that happened, but let me tell y'all how this man even got unblocked in the first place. So the day after I blocked him, he saw me and he was like, he like confronted me and he was like, I would like to be unblocked. And I was just like, And those 2 weeks where we didn't talk, it was like blissful. Like, I was going places. I was out of town. I was on trips. I went and hung out with my family. And I don't like them. I don't like them at all. But, I like my aunt. Like, my dad's sister, that's my girl. And my dad's mom, that's my girl. Like, we tight. My dad was like, my mom treats us like stepchildren. I said, oh, I can't relate. Like, I fuck with your mama. I like your mama. She cool. She good people. Like, sorry. Sorry. And I honestly, like, I know my dad too. And I get why she doesn't like him. Like, I don't fuck with him. Like, I know. Like, he not a bad. I can't even say that in good conscience that he not a bad person. He's not a evil person, and he has a good heart. his delivery, his method, his the things that he says, the things that come out of his mouth, very much understand why he has had so many divorces. Because I wouldn't want to deal with him. I don't deal with him. Oh, shit. I got so off topic. Saying how this man got unblocked. So, he was blocked. 2 weeks went by. And I'm just like, yes. Like, I'm focused on me. I'm worried about me. Like, fuck this man. And then he saw me again that one night, y'all. And he confronted me. He got in my face. He's like, I asked you to unblock me and you didn't. I was like, sorry. Look, because I don't lie. And, like, I'm not good with, like, sorry. Like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Yeah, I didn't unblock you. And what about it? You ain't good for me. And he was like, the reason he got blocked in the first place was because I was, like, joking around and calling him a nickname. And he didn't like that. And it was, like, it wasn't even, like, a mean nickname. Like, I call people, like, girls, sis, whatever. And he got really mad. And I was like, fuck you. Like, bye. You ain't benefiting me none. You, how are you helping my life? Every time we go out, I'm having to pay for you. That ain't... You can't keep a job. You have no motivation. You have no drive, baby. You don't have enough jurisdiction to try to be like, I'll block you like I'm supposed to miss you. Because you're not doing anything for me. We haven't slept together, so it's not like, not even receiving nothing good from you sexually. You're not helping me. Like, you're not helping me in any kind of way, so I'm not missing out by not being with you. Like, bye. Adios. Adios. Anyways. So with that being said, he did confront me and he was like, I asked you to, he was like, I don't understand why if I tell you something's bothering me, you can't just respect that and stop doing it. Like, I would never do, and I was just like, shut the fuck up. And then he was like, that's when he was like, I asked you to unblock me also and you didn't do that. And I had to do it like in front of him because he was standing right there. And I was just like, And I ain't been causing problems ever since. But I know what I'm up against. And I don't wanna be bothered. Then the other guy, like, is friends with him. But better friends with me. Because he secretly don't like him. And I can't tell if he actually likes me or not. We kiss sometimes. But I be kissing all my friends. Like, I've kissed, like, all my friends. I do be kissing hoes. For real. But I do be kissing hoes. Other guy, like, he's so much cooler, but he also is kind of like a hot mess sometimes too. Like, he has a lot of shit with him. And last night when we went out, he was in such a nasty fucking mood that I, between the other one asking me to do porn with him, which, like, offended the fuck out of me because it's just, like, and he texted me being nicer that day. Nice as hell that day. So, it's, like, were you only being nice to me because you wanted me to do stuff with you? Like, you know, like, that hurts my feelings. I'm so cool. I'm so easy to talk to. Like, I don't deserve a man who only wants to use me. Damn, I'm coming to some conclusion. He about to get reblocked fucking around with me. Fucking around with the saddies. Like, because it's just, like, he's not contributing to my life in a positive way. Then the other one was in such a bad mood last night that I literally just, like, we get along so well and we vibe so well. And at the very least, we are friends. But where we are now with both of them, I muted both of their contacts. And I muted their notifications on Snapchat. And I muted their, like, hid their alerts when they text me. Because my friend was like, you know what, just give them their space. I said, I'm not giving them shit. COVID. I'm not giving them shit. I'm taking my space from them. They seem to be doing whatever the fuck they want, having nasty ass negative attitudes, and then also asking me to make explicit content with them. Like, no, like, fuck y'all. Fuck both of y'all at this point. And I don't care how fine they are. It's more is 7 million people in the world. I definitely don't think I've met my soulmate. So it's just like, I know these people are not people that are like in game for me, you know? So it's not like I'm too focused on it. And you know in your heart when somebody's not in game, when they're not right for you, and you know when they're not contributing to your life in a positive way. So it's like, why even play around? You can play around, but don't get so set on that person that you forget that you know that they're not right for you in the end. Because at the end of the day, I always tell people this, when you want to break up with somebody and you don't, or you keep getting back together with them, you are only prolonging the same conclusion. If you are not meant to be with somebody and you know you're not meant to be with them, fuck them. They might be a good person and that's good for them. And you know what? You have to find a person that is everything that you need, that marks off all of your, you know, your list, like your non-negotiables. They treat you well. They make you feel good about yourself. They don't try to control you. They allow you room to still be yourself. You don't have to be this superficial person that you're secretly not when you're with them. And you deserve that. Like, I deserve that. So I'm giving these men some breaks. They are both in friend categories. And I don't want to be one of those girls that are like fucking crazily obsessed with boys or just men in general, because they're so, being obsessed with another person is setting yourself up for failure, because people are so unreliable by nature, and you don't deserve that. You deserve somebody who is gonna vouch for you, go to bat for you, who care about you. Like, those are bare minimum. Out here settling for these like low brand, off brand, Walmart brand. Oh wait, let me not say Walmart brand, because I fuck with Great Value. These just low quality niggas. Like, I don't have time. Like, I don't want to sit here and waste my time on them. So I guess that's what's making me sad. But I ain't that damn sad about it, because at the end of the day, you have to put yourself first in every situation, because other people don't hesitate to put themselves first. And when it's all said and done, regardless of who you date and who you married to, that person could die right then, and you have to make sure you're good. Damn, it's quiet as fuck in my house. I think my washer just unlocked. I gotta go put my clothes to dry. But you have to make sure you're straight. You can't sit here and be a superstar for everybody and you know, not letting yourself get where you're supposed to be. You deserve so much more than that. We all do. I definitely do. I definitely don't know if I'm going to continue to invest my feelings or time into either one of these men, and or even if I do, not in a romantical way, because I have to protect myself. I come first. If I'm not good, I can't make sure everybody else is good. And if that means I end up alone for a long period of time, I'm very okay with that. Super okay with that, because I like myself a lot. And I know what I can bring to the table in a relationship. And I don't deserve to be treated like trash. Or like something to just come on, apparently. Like, I really cannot believe this man asked me to do porn. What the fuck is wrong with him? I need to block. He need to be blocked just for that. And he was serious too. Or maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was just drunk. He was really happy to see me. He tried to back me up against a wall last night when we were out and like do stuff to me. I'm like, listen, like, are you trying to shoot stuff right now? Like, damn, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you doing all this? He's like, I just need you to record. I need you to hold it. And I'm like, well, you have a hand? Hold your own penis. Like, insulting. Embarrassing. You know? I deserve more than that. This is why I say that my friends are my true loves in my life. These niggas ain't shit. That's another song on Doja Cat's album. She didn't coin the term niggas ain't shit, like everybody said it. But not everybody. If you white, don't say that shit. Do not say it. Y'all, how about this white boy I work with says the N-word? And then I confronted him. I was like, do you be saying N-word? And he said, what? And I said, do you say nigga? And he didn't say shit back. I was like, okay. But he do be saying it. People be cussing him out and stuff about it. And he still says it like garbage. Can throw the whole restaurant away at this point. But I don't know. I hope whoever listens to this, I hope you take some kind of advice from this as far as my failed relationships go, or where you are with somebody. If they're not valuing you, if they're not checking off your entire list, and I'm not saying you have to have this outrageous list and hold men to these like impossible standards, but you shouldn't be settling because you don't deserve to settle. There's like 8 billion people in the world. There's got to be someone that just gets you, and it shouldn't be hard either. But listen, saddies, you listening to this, I hope that, you know, if you've made it to this point, you're no longer sad or whatever forced you to type in sad, whatever, that you are happy. And I hope that, you know, or even, I don't even care if you listen to this and be like, damn, at least my life ain't as bad as this bitch's. Okay, good for you. Glad your life's so popping, you know, good for you. Good for you. Happy and healthy. If you ever care to motherfucking ask. But, you know, y'all go enjoy y'all's night. I'm about to. I'm gonna make me a sandwich. I'm broke. I had to go to the store today. I bought a whole bunch of, like, stuff I can make this week. So I don't have to spend no money. And I'm vibing with it. I'm gonna make me some sandwiches. Sandwiches slap. On a hot day at the pool, you came back and made you a sandwich. Y'all will have mercy. But, you know, you typed in whatever, and you're sad. Hopefully by the time you're not listening to this, you're not sad. And if it's him, fuck him. For real. Get a new him. Or a her. Whatever you want. Deactivate with that person. And don't even give him no excuse neither. Just message him and say, listen, I gotta do me. You could, but I'm a little toxic. So I'll be like, when I wanna break up with somebody and I don't want them to feel bad or to keep messing with me, I'm just like, I have two methods. I will say, it's over, don't ever contact me again, and you get blocked on everything. Or you'll just be like, I just need time to focus on me. Like, I need to worry about my future and what I have to get done and the things that are important to me. And then, like, if they love you, then you have to say, like, if you love me, you won't be selfish or upset. Like, they can be upset, but they don't need to be, like, trying to, like, win you back and all that other shit. Because go on. Just desperate. Like, somebody else out there will fuck you. You don't need me that bad. You know? Anyways, love you, saddies. I'm happy that I'm making this episode a little bit sooner. So y'all can not be upset with me. But, you know, I hope I'm sending y'all happy girl vibes all day, every day. Positive girl vibes, successful girl vibes, prospering girl vibes, on to the next girl vibes, for real, because y'all deserve the world, for real. Bye.